begin with verse 1, and let's read these 13 verses. Psalms 108. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide and met out of the valley of Succoth. So we notice verse 7 is very important as we get along. Let's skip down to verse 12. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Though God we shall do valiantly, for it is that shall tread down our enemies. Notice verse 11. Wilt not thou God who has cast us off, and will not thou, O God, go forth with our host, give us help from the trouble, for vain is the help of man, though God we shall do valiantly, for it is that shall tread down our enemies. Turn with me to Psalms 57. Psalms 57. Turn back a few pages. Psalms 57. Here God speaks to us. One verse, Psalms 57, 7. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. What this church and all churches, all Christians, need to have a fixed heart. Don't know about anything else. Don't know where I'll be living a year from now. Don't know where I'll be anything. But I know one thing. I've got a fixed heart. That long as we follow the leadership of the Spirit of God, we'll be used. And if you're a child of God, the worst thing in the world for you and for me is for us to be saved and know we're saved, but not used of the Lord. Psalms 112, beginning with verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. If you haven't got there, I want to read that again. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mightily upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in the house, and his righteousness endure forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man showeth favor and lendeth, he will guide this affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in the everlasting remembrance. A fixed heart Now, as we go from the Old Testament, which is the blessed reading of God's Word, let's go into the book of Ephesians. Go into the book of Ephesians. We don't have a lot of commentary on this. We simply believe the Word of God will answer our questions when we go. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians. We want to read or comment on verses 10 and forward. When we look here in Ephesians chapter, Ephesians 6, if I didn't, that's where we want to read. Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10, when God said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." In the power of his might. "Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Verse 13, God said, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Verse 14, "Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." Verse 15, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel." One more few scriptures before we get into the message. 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. God says here, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." The longer I am in the ministry, especially as pastor, the more I feel the burden to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Why? Because Christians in these days are not as strong today as they even were 10 years ago. They made a stand. There's no stand being taken in many pulpits. Very little stand is being taken in the pews. We don't take part, but we don't let our light shine because we're putting too much value upon, "This is my friend. I don't want to upset my friend." Are you going to be upset when you see your friend cast into hell? And you will. You will see that. So we see very clearly that the longer I'm in the ministry, feel the burden. Feel the burden. And you say, "Well, I'm not a preacher." No. But you are to be growing in grace and knowledge. And as you grow in grace and knowledge, things that you accepted a few years ago bothers you now. If they don't bother you, then you're getting backslidden. It's a fact. 2 Timothy 4:2 states this. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine." The doctrine is what we believe. That's what makes me a Baptist. And that's what makes me want to stand up for all of those fellow brothers and sisters who gave their life that I may preach what I'm preaching this morning. Person asked me last night, "You going to watch the Super Bowl?" I said, "I don't know. I haven't ever watched one. What'd they do?" "I don't know what they do, and not to be smart, I don't care what they do." Churches will close down tonight. For what? For millionaires to be richer. And if you're a football fan, bless your heart. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 tells us that the enemy has come down having great wrath. Notice here. Notice here. One of our studies on Wednesday night is going to be the first seven chapters of the book of Revelation. And I'm as sure as if I'm standing before you, it'll be the last time I'll ever have opportunity here on earth to preach that. You say, "Oh, you think you're going to die?" "Oh, no, I'm not going to die. I ain't going to make that many people happy, but I'm going to be raptured up." Look, I heard Brother Harold mention Israel. You know what this country, they are refusing. Got to have a special meeting to help Israel. You know how important Israel is, church? I don't care whether you like the Jews or not. They're God's chosen people. You want to know something else? I'm an adopted Jew. Every man, woman, boy, and girl that is saved is an adopted Jew. We need to start acting like it. Get this thing out of office, you know. Put in a real man that will stand up for what this country was started on and for and the reason. God tells us in Revelation chapter 12, notice with me, Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, God said, "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and he that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." You want to know why? I mean, you got to be blind if you think things haven't got worse in the last 2 or 3 years. They're worse than they were last year. Why is that? Because the devil knows he only got a short period of time. I said, "Man, that's sad." "Oh, no, that's good news. That's good news for the child of God. No more pain. No more agony, no more misunderstandings, you know. What a day that will be. Amen. When our Savior I shall see." Amen. Satan has come to steal and to kill and destroy, according to John 10:10. That's all he knows. The psalmist said in Psalm 16 and verse 8, notice, Psalms 16 and verse 8. God said this. Psalms the 16th chapter and the 8th verse. "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be moved." I have set the Lord always before me. Can you feel him beside you? Can you feel his presence? You know, somebody asked me the other day, what's the hardest thing about living by yourself? Not to have nobody to communicate with. Not to have nobody to talk to. To, you know, enjoy things with. But you can take that time and you get closer to the one who bought you. See, I belong to the Lord. Do you belong to the Lord? See, when I was married, and I was married for 55 years, before she would do anything or before I would do anything that is important, significant, we would always talk about it, and we'd always pray about it. So I may have no mate at my house, but me and the Lord are on speaking terms. We talk. He talks. When's the last time you listened to him? Want to deal with the subject of a fixed heart. What will a person experience when his or she has a fixed heart? First of all, I believe that person doesn't face life alone. See, there's a lot of things that haven't changed. To make a decision now, it was no difference than when my wife was with me. Only difference was that we didn't do anything. We didn't buy that car. We didn't move over to Carlisle. We didn't do this, we didn't do that, unless we talked about it. You know why? We became one 50-some years ago. Does Jesus Christ, in the form of the Holy Spirit, live within us? He lives inside of me. You ask me how I know he's real. He talks to me. He listens to me. See, God said, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is my right hand. I shall not be moved. So when we think about it this way, that person doesn't face life alone. A fixed heart is focused on the Lord. Let me show you. 1 John. 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 15, Christ said, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. See that two ways? You only talk to your wife on Sunday, Steve. That's the only day you talk to her. Sunday is the only time that so many people only pick up the Bible. That you want to know more about the one who died for you? Don't you want to know some more about if you're sick, the doctor may get the medicine, and it may be good medicine, but if God doesn't bless it, the medicine won't work. He's the great physician. When our heart is fixed, we do not have fear of the unknown. Having a heart fixed is not dependent upon circumstances. That's easy to say, but hard to practice. See, when our heart is fixed, when our heart is fixed, see, we see in the book of Psalms 112, Psalms 112, verse 8, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemy. You know what my number one enemy is? This flesh. That's your number one enemy. You're too tired to come to church. You're too tired to read. You're too tired to pray. You're too tired to witness. But you're not too tired to do something you want to do. The question is, why don't we want to spend time with the Lord? We should be so excited about what God has done for us that we want everybody we like and love to share it. Thirdly, that person will not feed on the unholy. We can't have a fixed heart with fed flesh. You know that? Well, we're still in Psalms 112, and we look at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Now, see, an alcoholic cannot delight in what God says about alcoholism. These young people out here and the middle age and old people, there's no age limit on now, sleeping with anything that holds still. What did God say? God said, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. I'm thankful that I have a rule book that tells me what I can and can't do. Psalms 112, verse 1, speaks of a delighting greatly in God's commandments. I think that's probably about the same thing that John 4:4 says. John 4:4, Gospel of John, he said, if your heart is fixed, you will be found faithful. An unfaithful Christian will not stand in the storm of life. He'll not do it. See, marriage is, today it's a break, it's just like a snap your finger. But if we notice what God said in Psalms 112 and verse 2. He said, his seed shall he be mightily upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. If your heart is fixed, you will not forget where you came from. Though David overcame his failure, but he never forgot it. Peter overcame his failure, but he never forgot it. Paul overcame his failure, but he never forgot it. If you forget where you came from, do not be surprised when you return there again. Did you follow that? But if God brings you out and you keep your eyes upon the Lord, you won't go back there again. We need to understand that when God saved you and me, he saved us for the long run. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. Notice what God said. Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. You know, you can see a mother and daughter, or it don't be a mother and son, it's a small child. You know, I've been in homes this year, I've been in homes the last 50 years where it's a small baby there, you know, 1 or 2 years old, just walking. And that baby just gets around the mother's leg and just hugs it. You know why? The baby knows that's safety. That's her safety. You try hugging this. Everything in this book that you need to be saved. Everything in this book, if you're in financial bondage, you can come out. God is, he's just so good. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be perfect. You'll never have anything wrong, any trouble, any sickness. Sometimes Christians seem to have more. But he said, I've got a heart problem, but I've got a great doctor. I've got a liver problem, or whatever problem is. We said, but I've got the best doctor there is. No, the best doctor is your Savior. Amen. That's your best doctor. That's the one that can speak healing in your body. You know, this is just me. I don't think that most Baptists believe that anymore. None of you in here, I don't think, ever met him, but Sue and I knew him. He was married to Margaret, my sister. And he heard that he got real sick. He's a member of Bryan Station back then. And he called the pastor and he said, bring the men over and pray for me. When the last time you heard about that? That's biblical. But what will people think? Don't worry about that. Most of them don't. I don't say that to be funny. They don't. People don't think. You don't think when you're out here destroying yourself on drugs. You don't think when you're married to a wonderful woman that God gave you, a wonderful man that God gave you, and you're out here running around some little snotty-nosed woman or man half naked. It's temporary, ain't it? As we close, Let me sum it up and describe people with a fixed heart that will finish their course with joy. They know where they're going, and that's why God goes with them. If you have the liberty, I do, and I do it even more now, but, you know, some people you got to work up, and I was talking to my neighbor, they got everything you could imagine, you know, talking about houses, you know. Nixon County, one of the poorest counties in the state. But he has a house that, you know, he could get $500,000 for it easily. Brand new Toyota truck, a brand new Toyota car, big old boat, you know, and they just make all kind of money. So about a month ago, he came over to see how I was doing. We got talking about the Lord, and he said, I know you're a pastor, and I know that you prayed for my dad, and I know. And I looked at him, I said, if you had died yesterday, where would you be today? He's not going to take the house with him. He's not going to take the boat with him. There's one of the vehicles with him. Got time for everything except the Lord. Second, they trust their life to God from here to there. You know, if you got a newer car or you got the old-fashioned little gadget that I got, you know, I just punch in where I want to go and it tells me, you know, I don't have to know it. It's at the next stoplight, turn right. Go down the road. Turn left. I trust my life in something the man made. And I can trust my soul to Jesus Christ. They have a holy diet and shun the ungodly, knowing that Satan's plan of the deceit and defeat. They are faithful to God when it's convenient. But, you know, when we look at these things and we sum it up, and describe people with a fixed heart that will finish their course with joy, they are faithful to God's will at all times. You do not forget where God brought you from. They follow the path of righteousness and flee the path of the unrighteous. And lastly, is your heart fixed? I've always did it pretty much so. I don't know whether y'all make it New Year's, you know. I'm going to quit this. I'm going to start this, you know. I said, I made me a New Year's resolution. And by doing that, I found a way to let spam calls don't call me but once. Because I tell them how to be saved, and they're rude. They'll hang up on you. I said, Brother Vance, you're talking to a recording. Well, when you talk to most people, you're talking to an empty head. Ain't much different, is it? They don't think. All they think about is, where's my next joy at? And lastly, are you ready? Are you really saved and settled in the will of God? This is truly the only way to have your heart fixed. And I don't know about you, but these people that tell me, oh, I was saved when I was 10 years old. And I can say that because it happened to me about a month ago. I was in a house, invited. I'm going to end with this. I was talking, the husband came in, and he was nice and quiet. And then he said, Shirley, that was his wife's name, Shirley, would you give me enough beer? I don't ask anybody to respect me, but I ask that you respect God's office. You know what God says when you rail against a preacher? You may not believe in discipline anybody, but you got to deny the word of God with what he says about railing against his man. You want to leave this world? Sure as way. Why would you finish there? If you're saved, I look and start this road up. If y'all saved, truly saved in the center of God's will, God gave you as a blessing to me. That's why you go to church, so you can be blessed not only by God, but blessed by the ones that he has saved and put in the fold. Song leader, come. Pianist, come.